providing financial management services to support stronger nonprofits who make the world a better place. Learn more at yptc.com/NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
It's 75 degrees in Lawrence, 66 with rain in Manhattan. It's 6:06.
This is All Things Considered.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting Puttin' on the Ritz with Rimsky-Korsakov's Procession of the Nobles and Grieg's Piano Concerto, performed by Chaeyoung Park on Saturday, September 2nd. Tickets at topekasymphony.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, we're going to talk about Live Day, which is coming up on Friday. We will hear from our music director, Cordelia Brown, and your evening classical host, Destiny Ann Mermagan. Also in this next half hour, fighting between Israel and Hezbollah has been intensifying in Lebanon, and thousands of migrant workers are finding themselves stranded.
We just pray and hope to go back to our countries. Our cry is to go back home safely.
Many of them have been abandoned by their employers who have fled to safety themselves. The story coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, presenting the Call Valley Jukebox, a source for local musicians to submit their music for preservation and public access, streaming through the library. More information at music.lplks.org.
Mostly cloudy skies this evening, then clearing late tonight. 40% chance of rain, slight chance of thunderstorms, lows in the upper 50s. I can tell you right now, it is looking very October-y outside. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high all the way up in the mid-80s, lows in the lower 50s tomorrow night. Cooler, finally, on Wednesday with highs topping out in the mid-70s. It's 6:20. Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host tomorrow is Tom Parkinson.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
News headlines are coming up next. 74 degrees in Lawrence at 6:30.
6,000 people have checked into the government's hotel program, allowing them a safe place to stay while they also recover. On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed today. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Utility company Evergy is planning to add two new natural gas plants in Kansas by 2030 to increase electricity generation in the state. Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
Evergy says the two new plants are part of a 20-year plan that factors in rising energy demand and the need to ultimately retire older plants. And it says these plants can quickly ramp up or down when demand changes or when output from wind and solar facilities fluctuates. The natural gas plants will be built in south-central Kansas in Sumner and Reno counties. The company says they will be high-efficiency designs and will serve customers for 40 years. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is leading an effort to block a federal rule that would extend health insurance to recipients of Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, also known as DACA. DACA allows certain people who immigrated to the U.S. as children to work and temporarily avoid deportation. Carla Juarez, executive director for Advocates for Immigrant Rights and Reconciliation, says DACA recipients deserve the right to choose their own marketplace health insurance.
They are taxpayers. DACA recipients are taxpayers. Even undocumented immigrants pay taxes.
The new rule is set to go into effect November 1st. Kobach and attorneys general from 18 other states, including Missouri and Nebraska, are working to stop it. They say subsidized health insurance for DACA recipients would come at the expense of U.S. citizens. An advisory group created by Kansas education leaders is recommending that all schools ban cell phones for students at every grade level. The 36-member task force has been studying issues surrounding electronic devices in schools, also social media, and all of their effects on mental health. A majority of members voted to recommend phone-free school policies statewide. Ava Gustin is a student at Mission Valley High School near Topeka. She supports the phone ban because she says students need time away from screens.
I'm really personally worried about my generation and how we interact with each other. So I think it's important that we have that face-to-face interaction, and then as well as hands-on learning that isn't all on the screen.
The task force will present its report to the Kansas State Board of Education next month. It's 6:35.
Support for NPR.
Hoping for something of a rerun.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. This Friday marks Kansas Public Radio's annual Live Day. 6 hours of classical music performed live from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Lawrence Public Library and KPR's Live Performance Studio. KPR's Kay McIntyre recently spoke with music director Cordelia Brown and our own evening classical host, Destiny Ann Mermagan, all about Live Day.
Cordelia, what does it mean to you?
She did it last year. Okay, and it was so good, and it was so much fun that I think it's just going to have to be a tradition.
KPR's Live Day, the evening version, will continue at the Lawrence Public Library. Again, that's at 7 o'clock Friday night, and it will feature a Halloween concert by our own Destiny Ann Mermagan.
The evening version is going to be very fun, family-friendly, spooky. I'm really, really excited because we are working with a percussionist who specializes in instruments that are perfect for Halloween. One of them is an Aztec death whistle. It sounds very scary. It's amazing. I mean, if you've not heard these kinds of instruments before, you're in for a real treat. That is something that'll be special. And also, I've put together a kind of a narrated musical story about, yes, Bach and other musicians and ghosts, and you'll hear a lot of spooky things like that with cello, my darling husband, Mike, and our friend Hyun Soon, who's a pianist. Some things that might surprise you, so I don't want to give them away, but other things that you have heard before, even if you don't know the name I'm about to tell you, you've definitely heard Dance Macabre. It's a famous tune for orchestra. This particular version is going to be for piano, trio, and percussion. It's our grand finale. It's going to be so great. I can't wait. I want to tell people more about it, but I don't want to ruin any surprises. So I think you're just going to have to come and see it to find out.
KPR's Destiny Ann Mermagan will perform Dance Macabre and other spooky tunes at KPR's Live Day concert, 7 o'clock Friday night at the Lawrence Public Library. The concert is free and open to the public. Costumes are encouraged. You can find out more about Live Day and hear a longer version of Destiny and Cordelia's conversations with Kay McIntyre at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. It's 73 degrees in Lawrence.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live, a new music program on Kansas Public Radio. Airing 5 p.m. Saturdays, 105 Live will feature selections from rock, pop, folk, indie, alternative, and everything in between, showcasing the best new and noteworthy music being made right here in Kansas. We'll have weekly live studio sessions, concert recordings, and much more. So join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live, 5 p.m. Saturdays on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. Listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay with us. Still have another 11 minutes or so of All Things Considered yet to come. It will be followed by news headlines on KPR1 stations, then Stardate, then 2 hours of evening classical music with Destiny. If you are joining us on KPR2, stick around for This American Life at 7 o'clock, which will in turn be followed by news from the BBC World Service.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Mostly cloudy for most of tonight. Clearing after midnight, though. 40% chance of showers, slight chance of storms. Lows tonight in the upper 50s. Warmer tomorrow and sunny with highs in the mid-80s. It's 10 minutes before 7, and this is KPR.
We serve. In return, our journalism is available to everyone free of charge. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, a charter member of NPR. I'm proud to be one. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the classical trio of Edgar Meyer, Tessa Lark, and Joshua Roman, performing on bass, violin, and cello. Sunday, November 3rd, 2 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. Up next, we have news headlines, then Stardate, then a sneak peek of Destiny's spooky Halloween show. Various scintillating sounds of the season that you will be able to hear in person at 7 o'clock Friday night at the Lawrence Public Library as part of KPR's Live Day. Also tonight, a ghost that loves ragtime. It's all coming up here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, committed to a healthier future for all Kansans with health care coverage for businesses and their employees. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business.
40% chance of rain tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms, lows tonight in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, warmer and sunny with a high in the mid-80s. It's 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. With about 2 weeks to go before Election Day, the presidential candidates are turning up the pressure on voters in a number of swing states. Vice President Kamala Harris kicked off a one-day, three-state tour starting in Pennsylvania. From there, she made a stop in Michigan, where she reiterated her pledge to protect reproductive rights.
In so-called red states and so-called blue states, when the issue of the freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body is on the ballot, the American people vote for freedom, regardless of the party with which they're registered to vote.
Former President Donald Trump took his campaign to North Carolina. He visited the city of Asheville, one of the areas hit hardest by Hurricane Helene last month.
The power of nature. Nothing you can do about it, but you got to get a little bit better crew in to do a better job than has been done by the White House. It's been not good.
With recent polling showing the two candidates in a dead heat, they're expected to campaign heavily in the key swing states in the run-up to the election. The former Soviet Republic of Moldova has narrowly passed a referendum that makes joining the European Union a national goal. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports the vote is part of a much broader contest between the U.S., the EU, and Russia over influence in Eastern Europe.
Preliminary results show the referendum passed by about a percentage point, and they came amid widespread allegations of Russian-backed disinformation and vote buying. Stephanie Rust is chief program officer with the National Democratic Institute. She says there was a hurricane of disinformation leading up to the vote in Moldova.
They'll send it out, and it will be across TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram. It's incredibly intense and very well coordinated.
Russia's denied any involvement, but digital sleuths have been documenting pro-Russian information campaigns in Moldova for years. Frank Langford, NPR News, Washington.
Aircraft maker Boeing has sweetened its contract offer for striking machinists. NPR Scott Horsley reports on the latest efforts to settle a strike at the aerospace company, which is now in its sixth week.
Striking machinists at Boeing will vote on the latest contract offer on Wednesday, the same day the jetmaker set to report third-quarter earnings. Machinists had rejected the company's earlier contract proposal, which called for 25% pay raises over 4 years. The new offer would boost those pay hikes to 35%. The maker of Band-Aids and Tylenol is attracting interest from an activist investor. Stock in Kenvue had been bleeding since the consumer products company was spun off by Johnson & Johnson last year. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow was down 344 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate, October 21st. A couple of prominent astronomical bodies are meeting up in the early evening sky. One of them is pretty easy to spot, but the other will take a bit more work. The easy one is Venus, the evening star. It's the brightest body in the night sky other than the moon. When it's low in the sky, as it is now, it can easily be mistaken for the landing lights of an approaching airplane, and people sometimes report it as a UFO. But there's nothing unidentified about it. Venus is the second planet from the Sun. Since Earth is the third planet, our viewing angle on Venus is limited. At most, Venus can appear for a few hours after sunset or before sunrise. And right now, it's not even around for that long. It drops from sight as the sky gets good and dark. Over the coming weeks, though, it'll climb higher into the sky and stay in view longer as we head into winter. Its fainter companion is the true star Antares, the heart of the Scorpion. It's one of the bigger, heavier stars in the galaxy, a supergiant. Antares is among the brightest stars in the night sky, but it's so low in the twilight now that finding it is a little tricky. Venus will point the way, and binoculars will enhance the view. Tonight, Antares is to the left of Venus. Over the next few nights, Venus will climb up and over Antares. They'll stand closest on Thursday and Friday before Venus pulls away and Antares disappears in the sunset. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
William Bolcom's Ghost Rag, The Graceful Ghost, here on KPR for our Monday evening with Michael Lewin at the piano. Hello there. I am your host, Destiny. A little fanciful music for us. We've got more fantasy coming up at around 7:30 from Aladdin. I wanted to open with that Graceful Ghost Rag to remind you that you can hear me, yours truly, playing that, actually, a version for violin and piano, this Friday, live in person at the Lawrence Public Library at 7 p.m. Yes, it's a part of KPR's annual Live Day. We've got music throughout the day featuring lots of great musicians, and I'm really hopeful that some of you will come out to the public library that evening and say hi and watch the show. It's going to be really fun. I've got such an amazing lineup of music that I'm actually playing with my real violin. I'm not playing the radio. It's going to be great. And it is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Did I mention it's free? Free music to make you feel happy and have fun. I'll see you there Friday night, 7 p.m., Lawrence Public Library. Well, I think we can pretty much figure out what the fate of a ghost is, can't we? Yes, we can. So, I thought the perfect thing to follow this ghost rag would be the suite from the opera Fate by Janáček. It's pretty dramatic and also very fitting for a host whose name is Destiny. Let's enjoy it right now on KPR. It's with the Czech Philharmonic. Very dramatic indeed. A suite from the opera Fate by Janacek here on KPR. That was featuring the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra. I hope you liked it. Very dramatic, just like your dear old host, Destiny. And well, when you think of the word destiny, maybe you think of the word fate. I found something that has both of them combined at around 7:55 from a local composer. Mm-hmm. We love our local connections here at KPR, and we have a KPR community spotlight this month. It's on Cherry Street Youth, which is an after-school program for students in Chanute. They are currently in a fundraising challenge to support the program with a 100% match, doubling donations to the end of the year. Contributions are welcome at cherrystreet.org. And now for some fanciful music that I'm sure the students at Cherry Street Youth would really, really love. Carl Nielsen's Aladdin Suite for Orchestra. Perfect for adults, too, I must say. It's very magical. This recording is with Herbert Blumstedt and the San Francisco Symphony right now on KPR.
So much fun. Carl Nielsen's Aladdin Suite for Orchestra here on KPR with Herbert Blumstedt conducting the San Francisco Symphony. That is something I have not played before in orchestra. I've played a lot of the music in orchestra and also on the radio, but never in person. That is one I think would just be an absolute blast. I love it. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City, and info is at greenladylounge.com. I wonder what it would be like to be a Green Lady. I could go a lot of different places with that. Instead, I'm just going to be a little egotistical here because this whole hour has been about destiny and fate. Thank you for indulging me. I did find, again, the fanfare on the Destiny of Fate. This is the second time I have played it on this program, and it's by local composer Brian J. Nelson, a really wonderful human with great music. And this recording features our very own KU Brass and Percussion with conductor Frank Perez. Enjoy this dramatic closer to our evening right now on KPR.
Thank you.
Brian J. Nelson's Fanfare on the Destiny of Fate, featuring the KU Brass and Percussion with Frank Perez here on KPR. I am your host, Destiny of Fate, and I am so glad you've been here with me this evening. I'll see you Friday night at the free concert, right, that I'll be playing at? Indeed I will. Check out www.kansaspublicradio.org for more info.
At NPR, it's our job to be skeptical.
So tell me, why is this not already happening?
And provide context to the day's headlines.
Where does this leave U.S. efforts to try to broker a ceasefire to end the war? Where does it stand?
This is independent reporting you can trust. This is NPR.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting the 5th annual Zoo Lights beginning Friday, November 22nd, with new light sections, appearances by Santa, and fun for all ages. Tickets available now at topekazoo.org. And Theater Lawrence, presenting Hedwig and the Angry Inch, a musical journey of love and loss. One weekend only, Thursday through Saturday. Suggested for mature audiences. More at theaterlawrence.com. It's Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, where KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Welcome to the Midwest Trust Center for the Performing Arts at Johnson County Community College. I'm Cordelia Brown with Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. And this is a Rule Joyce recital of some exciting sounds from Paraguay. Four young classical musicians from Asunción, Paraguay, who now make their homes in Kansas, teaching music at Pittsburgh State University, the junior and senior high schools in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and through Barton County Community College, based in Great Bend, Kansas. The group is called the Jopara Ensemble. Jopara means a mix of harmony and rhythms, and this is a wonderful mix of Paraguayan folk music played by classical musicians, starting with Causa Ne Nanya by Emiliano Fernandez. Here's Jopara here in the Polsky Theater. Thank you.
Thank you all so much for being here. That piece we just played was called Causa Neñaña. It's by Emiliano R. Fernandez. He's one of the most important composers and poets in Paraguayan culture. Before we go to the next piece, I want to teach you one word in Guarani. Guarani is the other official language of Paraguay. We have Spanish and Guarani. First, let's say Guarani together. Guarani. Very good. Guarani. And then I want to teach you a greeting. Ba'eishapa. Say that with me. Ba'eishapa. It means how you are doing. Or how are you doing, I guess. So let's try it once more. Ba'eishapa. Ba'eishapa. I'm doing well, thank you. The next piece you hear is by another one of our heroes of Paraguayan music, Agustin Pio Barrios. He is one of the most important composers for the classical guitar. And you will hear Aleya perform Hashe Valle, which means it's an exclamation about our homeland. So it's, oh, my homeland. I hope you enjoy it. Recently, we were invited to perform at the Paraguayan Embassy for a celebration of the Paraguayan independence. And in commemoration of that, I wrote a piece, then we premiered there in May of this year. And you'll hear that now. It's called Celebración, which means celebration. And after that, we'll hear something a little less festive. It's called Mi Oración Azul. My blue prayer.
Thank you very much. Mio Nación Azul is also one of the main genres of Paraguayan folk music, which is a guarania. The guarania is a slow-paced type of song, kind of like the art song that you're used to. And the very first three pieces that we performed were in the other, the secondary genre in Paraguay, which is the Paraguayan polka, more upbeat. But both of them have the same kind of syncopated feeling. So you can recognize the elements of Paraguayan music there. The next two pieces that we have are Galopera by Mauricio Cardoso Campo and En el Paraná by Nancy Lusco. These both are in the other genre. So again, the upbeat Paraguayan polka. And the second one that we're going to do, En el Paraná, is actually has special connections and ties to Kansas because the composer, Nancy Lusco, she came and studied at KU, composition and piano. And the arrangement that we have, originally this composition is for piano solo, but the arrangement that we have for this ensemble was made by her brother, Danny, who also came to KU and studied composition. Now he resides in California. So it's a very special piece for all of us, and also it has some special connection to Kansas. So I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Next we have three pieces. The first one, Miss Noches in D, or My Nights Without You. The composer, Demetrio Ortiz, wrote when he was out of the country and longing for his mother. So it's one of the most known songs in Paraguay. Next, Danza Paraguaya, or Paraguayan Dance, also by composer Agustin Barrios. Originally for solo guitar, with Alejandro we made an arrangement for piano and guitar, so it's also more upbeat. And then we have another guarania, Recuerdos de Upacaraí, or Memories from Upacaraí, that is the name of Big Lake in Paraguay. So it's a love song that the composer wrote due to memories of his loved one.
Thank you. Thank you. We are excited to be here. This is Jopara Ensemble. To end our concert, we put together a medley of traditional polkas. Usually people dance to this or clap, so feel free to do whatever. this is very happy music. And then at the very end, we have a special selection that we chose. Since all of us live in Kansas, we decided to include Home on the Range as we certainly feel this is our home now, and so we want to dedicate this to Kansas.
Sort of a Paraguayan tribute to our great state of Kansas. The four musicians of the Jopara Ensemble, who teach in Kansas but hail from Paraguay. We've heard classical guitarist Alaya Gonzalez, who earned her master's in music from the University of Missouri at Kansas City Conservatory of Music under guitar professor Braulio Bossi. Alaya now teaches music at Barton County Community College and at Kansas Wesleyan. The pianist is Alejandro Avila. This prize-winning pianist earned his Doctor of Musical Arts from the University of Kansas in 2020. He's now the instructor of keyboard studies and head of accompanying at Barton County Community College in Great Bend. Alejandro also plays with Bala Cobaco, a Lawrence, Kansas City-based Brazilian band. And the violinist is Romero Miranda. After being professor of violin and the orchestra director for Emporia State University, he's now doing the same at Pittsburgh State University. Romero earned his Doctor of Musical Arts Education degree from UMKC Conservatory. And rounding out this quartet of guitar, piano, violin, and cello is cellist Irene Diaz, previously a professor of cello at Emporia State University and Friends University. She's now the orchestra director at Pittsburgh Community Middle School and at the high school in Pittsburgh, Kansas. The Jopara Ensemble is in the editing phase of their first album, soon to be released. To learn more about this group of classical Paraguayan musicians making music in Kansas, check out their touring roster at kansascommerce.gov or at their Facebook page. And thanks for joining us for this Jopara Ensemble concert held in the Polsky Theater of the Midwest Center for the Performing Arts inside Johnson County Community College. KPR recording engineer Chuck Smith recorded the concert for Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio, and I'm Cordelia Brown. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio. That's another recording by Kansas Public Radio from our live performance studio with saxophonist Nick May and Alex Lee, pianist. That was by Darius D. Edwards, called Where Will My Flowers Go? This has been Classics Live on Kansas Public Radio. Don't forget, Joe Parra will be performing live at noon at the Lawrence Public Library as part of Live Day, which is this coming Friday, October 25th. For more information, check out kansaspublicradio.org. You can hear it on the radio or go in person to the library downtown. Support for Classics Live on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife conservation and education, open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org. From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. With about 2 weeks to go before Election Day, the presidential candidates are turning up the pressure on voters in a number of swing states. Vice President Kamala Harris kicked off a one-day, three-state tour starting in Pennsylvania. From there, she made a stop in Michigan, where she reiterated her pledge to protect reproductive rights.
In so-called red states and so-called blue states, when the issue of the freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body is on the ballot, the American people vote for freedom, regardless of the party with which they're registered to vote.
Former President Donald Trump took his campaign to North Carolina. He visited the city of Asheville, one of the areas hit hardest by Hurricane Helene last month.
The power of nature. Nothing you can do about it, but you got to get a little bit better crew in to do a better job than has been done by the White House. It's been not good.
With recent polling showing the two candidates in a dead heat, they're expected to campaign heavily in the key swing states in the run-up to the election. A Republican official in Arizona has agreed to plead guilty to a criminal charge after refusing to certify a county's election results in 2022 by the legal deadline. NPR's Hansi Lowong reports the county supervisor put close to 50,000 votes at risk.
According to a statement by Arizona State Attorney General, Cochise County Supervisor Peggy Judd is pleading guilty to failing or refusing to perform an election officer's duty. Judd is set to be sentenced to at least 90 days of unsupervised probation and ordered to pay a $500 fine. Back in 2022, Judd and another Republican county official found no legitimate problems with their local ballot counts, but they refused to meet the state's legal deadline for certifying them. Many election watchers around the country feared this case would inspire people who want to cast doubt on election results to try to disrupt certifications in this year's election. In a statement, Arizona Attorney General Chris Mace says her office, quote, will continue to pursue justice and ensure that anyone who undermines our electoral system is held accountable. Hansi Luong, NPR News.
The U.S. intelligence community is trying to determine how secret documents regarding Israeli military plans became public. NPR's Greg Myrie reports the material outlined preparations for an expected Israeli military strike against Iran.
The documents describe what it calls the Israeli preparations, such as practicing mid-air refueling by military planes and the movements of Israeli weapons like missiles and drones. The documents don't describe what Israel might do, what kind of actual attack it might carry out. Still, this is setting off alarm bells because this such sensitive material made it onto this Telegram channel called the Middle East Spectator.
NPR's Greg Myrie reporting. This is NPR News.
Stardate October 19th. The moon barges through a region that's packed with bright points of light the next couple of nights. All of them will lose a bit of their luster in the glare of the moonlight, but they'll still form a beautiful ensemble. They're all in good view by about 10 or 10:30, forming an arc around the moon. The pinpoint that's closest to the moon is the star Aldebaran. It represents the eye of Taurus, the bull. If you hold out your fist at arm's length, it will neatly span the distance between the moon and Aldebaran, about 10 degrees. The brightest member of the group is the planet Jupiter. It looks like a brilliant star, the brightest object in the sky at that hour other than the moon. It's about 17 degrees to the lower left of the moon. Elnath, the star at the tip of one of the bull's horns, is about the same distance from the moon to the upper left of Jupiter. It's the faintest member of the group, but still pretty easy to see. The moon will huddle especially close to Elnath tomorrow night. Finally, the point that's farthest from the moon is Capella, the brightest star of Auriga, the charioteer. It's to the left of the moon by about 25 degrees. That's 2.5 times the width of your fist. The star is quite bright, so you won't have any trouble picking it out. A member of a quartet of bright pinpoints near the gibbous moon. We'll have more about this beautiful lineup tomorrow. And we have more skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
We hope that you are enjoying the jazz on this public radio station. Thank you for your support.
Intimacy of the Blues from a group known as South Nine Ensemble. And before that, Red Mitchell and the Quartet. And Rainy Night. Very nicely done. It's the album, The West Coast Jazz Box. Getting us started for this hour of jazz, I'm Tony Mollard. Up next is Ahmad Jamal. And this is from the In Search Of. It's on the Dreyfus label. And you're going to hear Should I? Ahmad Jamal Trio, Idris Muhammad, and James Kamak.